By the bear Adonai, Elmo Shelemar, Nasa Esrosh B'nei Gerishon, Gamhem, Levei Savosam, Lemishbechosam, dot. Bachodesh Hashlishi, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh, Bo'u Midbar Sinai. The first pasuk was the beginning of Naso, where God speaks to Moshe, saying, count also the children of Gershon, which is one of the families of Levim, according to their family unit, from the age of 30 to 50, which is the workforce in the Mishkan. After the ... was the Shavuot morning laning. Here in Israel, one day, we'll talk about that. And it was a very famous verse that in the third month, namely Sivan, on the first of the month, on this very day, we came to Sinai.
OU Israel presents...
Come in. Welcome.
Shalom and welcome to another issue of Torah Tidbits Audio. I'm your host, Phil Chernovsky, and this show is for Parshat Naso, here in Israel, but mostly it will be for Shavuot, all over the world. Recording and first availability, Yom Chamishi, Thursday, the third day of Sivan, 5779, corresponding this year to June 6th. June 6th is a significant date in the Six-Day War on the English calendar, but we will not discuss it at the moment. Let's begin with Tehillim Kuf Kaf Aleph, and then we'll get down to Torah Tibbetz Audio Business. Shir Lama'alot, Esa Einai El Haharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'oretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yaminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitecha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanatunim batzara v'ashivya, ha'omedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotiyem mitzara l'yirvacha, u'me'afela l'ora u'mishibud l'geula, hashta ba'agala u'vizman kariv v'nomar, amen. As we've already mentioned in the past, we here in Israel do not read the same Parshat Shavua as Chutz La'aretz. We're out of sync since the Shabbat following Pesach, or the Shabbat of the eighth day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, and we won't get back into sync till after Matot Maseh. 15 weeks we'll be having different laning till Parshat Devarim Shabbat Chazon before Tisha B'Av. We're back together. Whatever the reason is, it is on the rare side to have Naso before Shavuot. In fact, the percentage of the time outside of Israel is only about 10% of the years. In Eretz Yisrael, there's another 10% or so. For 20%, still on the rare side, of having Naso before Shavuot, usually Bamidbar is before Shavuot, and Naso is the Shabbat right after. One way or the other, Naso is the longest of Sedras, has 176 Pesukim, and that's a significant number, which breaks down to 22 times 8. 22 are the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and 8 is a special number that represents one step beyond the natural. We find the longest chapter in all of Tanakh to be Psalms Tehillim 119, which has 22 times 8, or 8 psukim for each letter of the alphabet, times 22 for a total of 176. Probably no coincidence, the longest volume of Gemara is Masechet Bava Batra, which has 176 double pages. And that's the way it counts. So it's a number that comes up every so often. And the point that, if I remember correctly from Sefer HaTodah, the Book of Our Heritage by Eliyahu Kitov, is that right around the time that we are recommitting ourselves to receive the Torah, we sort of symbolically demonstrate it by reading on the Shabbat nearby the longest of the Sedras, which has many different topics and has many, many follow-ups, we'll call them, in the oral law. So it's a good Sedra for Shavuot time. Now, this year, Shavuot follows Shabbat, which means we have Friday night Shabbat, regular, but then we don't make Havdalah the usual way after Shabbat. Instead, we usher in the Yom Tov with a special davening, and we have a special passage in the Amidah of Ma'ariv on Motzoi Shabbat, Saturday night. That is the verbal Havdalah. And then in the home, Yom Tov candles are lit on the late side, and meaning after dark completely, after Shabbat is over, and Havdalah is combined with Kiddush. Now this is a whole topic handled in the Gemara in the 10th chapter of Masechet Pesachim, and it's a very fun kind of topic for me because it features differences of opinion which multiply to 16 possible arrangements of the brachot of this Kiddush Havdalah combination. I'll just focus on the main dispute as to whether Havdalah goes first or Kiddush. This is after we've worked out the issue of combining them. Havdalah going first is an opinion which seems to be logical. You finish with Shabbat. You ceremonially escort it out. And then you greet the Yom Tov with Kiddush. In fact, the Gemara gives a parable, a mashal, to a person in conversation with a king, although here we'll call it the queen, the Shabbat queen, and a governor comes to his door. He does not say to the king or queen, "Oh, wait here while I see who's at the door." He sends a message to the governor at the door saying, "Wait, I'm busy with the king." Similarly, Shabbat has a higher level of sanctity than Yom Tov, and it befits the saying of Havdalah first, not to keep the Shabbat waiting, so to speak, and then Kiddush. The other opinion, which happens to be the one that we follow, is that Kiddush goes first. It might not be logical, but what it does is two things. It does not give us the impression that we're rushing Shabbat away, and it presents us with an overlap of sanctity as the spirit of Shabbat lingers till Havdalah, and the spirit of Yom Tov enters with Ma'ariv and the Kiddush. So, practically speaking, and this takes a little preparation in advance, we have a cup of wine at the table on Saturday night, first night of Shavuot in Israel, the only night of Shavuot. And we make a combination by starting with Borei Pri HaGafen on the wine, having in mind Kiddush and Havdalah. We say the Kiddush Bracha, which ends with Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Then we say Borei Miorei HaEsh, either on the Yom Tov candles or on some candle that was lit before Shabbat, or we make ourselves a little Havdalah candle out of those little birthday candles that we can light and then let it go out by itself, since we cannot extinguish fire on Yom Tov. Following that is the Havdalah Bracha, which ends Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, as opposed to every Saturday night when we distinguish between the sacred of Shabbat and the weekday. Here we are distinguishing between the higher level of sanctity of Shabbat and the lower level of sanctity of Yom Tov. Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. And the final bracha of the set is called Zman, which is Shehechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Kiyonu L'Zman Hazeh. The whole process is called by its initial letters, Yaknahaz. So if you hear that, you'll sort of have an idea what it is. Combination of Kiddush and Havdalah when Shabbat is immediately followed by a Yom Tov. There's a, I don't know what you call it, a phenomenon. I don't think that's the right word. With Pesach, that realizing all the time exists with Shavuot and many other dates on the calendar. Let me give you the Pesach model first. Pesach is a single holiday to commemorate the Exodus from Egypt. The question about that is, wait a minute, the Torah says, Lema'an tizkor et yom tzeitcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, so that you will remember the day that you came out of Egypt all the days of your life. All the days of your life means every morning, every day, every evening and night, throughout the year, forever. We are remembering the Exodus. Yet, Pesach is a special focus, and I've used the analogy of a diamond ring, a beautiful ring itself, but the diamond is breathtaking. Where here the diamond is representing Pesach, the holiday of Pesach, or the Seder, and the beautiful ring, maybe platinum setting, represents the entire cycle of the year, every day of your life. So which is it? And the answer, I'm not going to go into it in Pesach now, the answer is that there are elements of the birth of the Jewish nation, starting with the Exodus from Egypt, which we have daily reminders of. And then we have a special focus when it comes to Pesach, a command to tell this over to the next generation, a command to do it by questioning and answering, a command to tell the story and remember the Exodus while you are eating Korban Pesach and Matzah and Moror and the four cups of wine and so on. And that's not contradictory. It's all-encompassing. Things that you do every single day, and there are no focused specific days, I don't know, might become routine and rote. And this seems to work nicely. And I believe the same thing we find with Shavuot. I'm looking now at the aspect of Shavuot as Zman Matan Toratenu, the time that we received the Torah. According to our tradition, it was on the 50th day out of Egypt that we stood before God at Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, and heard the words and received the Torah. However, there is a significant aspect of Torah which is meant for every day of the year. First, you have Hagita Bo Yomom Valaila. You shall immerse yourself in Torah day and night. Then you have Vishinantam Livanechav, to teach it over to your children. That has no set time. It means always. And you have especially the concept based on the wording in the verse that I read, by Yom Hazeh, on this day, Rashi says, this day, you mean that day. It happened over 3,300 years ago. Comes Rashi and says, nah, it's this day. Every single day, Torah should be fresh in your eyes as if today you received it. So we have a focus on Torah throughout the year, and we have a special focus on it on Shavuot, another special focus on it on Simchat Torah, and there are other dates which we increase or notice more the commitment to Torah. Now I want to take this a step further. Torah is a full, all-encompassing experience for a Jew. It is our way of life. It is our book of laws. And it is also an object of study. And on that level, it is in the mind, with the brain, but it's also with the heart. Now, learning Torah and loving Torah are not exactly the same. Hopefully, love of Torah will come from learning of Torah and practice of mitzvot and so on. I had an experience a number of years ago when I ran into a former student of mine in the streets of Jerusalem. I did not recognize him. He did not have a long beard back in sixth grade, nor did he have a whole bunch of children with him then. But he introduced himself to me, and then he said something which I'm a little embarrassed to say because it was the nicest compliment I ever got and probably the most meaningful compliment anybody can get. He said to me, I wasn't the first person to teach him Torah, but I was the first person to teach him to love Torah. Now, let's get to a tachlisy thing, not of Shavuot, but of every single day. And this is part of what I meant before. We need to look at it as the diamond ring, where we don't only focus on the diamond, but we look at the ring itself, because the ring is beautiful and meaningful and useful, and it holds the diamond in place. The music that opened the show and the song, which I will play in a couple of minutes, comes from the morning davening, specifically for the bracha right before Kriyat Shema. Now, the Torah commands us to recite the Shema twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. However, it is a very, very big challenge to live by the words of Shema, not just to recite them, because Shema includes the fundamental beliefs in God and his particular relationship with us and the command to love him and the command to learn Torah and to do mitzvot. And it's not the easiest task in the world. Came our sages, and they composed blessings before and after the Shema to package them as the lead into the Amidah at Shacharit and Ma'ariv. The song I'm referring to uses the words from this prayer, Avinu of Harachaman. Actually, I should start from the beginning. Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu. You are about to hear me recite V'yohavta at Hashem Elokecha, and you shall love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. But we state before we say the Shema that you, God, have loved us with a deep and great love. Chemla gedola v'itera chamalta aleinu. You have been very, very merciful to us. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, ba'avur avotenu shebatchu v'cha, due to our ancestors who had faith in you, v'atlamdeim chukei chayim, and you taught them the laws of life, how to live a good life, v'atlamdeim, ki kein tchaneinu uslamdeinu. So you should also have pity and mercy on us and teach us. Now the words of the song. Avinu of Harachaman, our Father, a merciful Father, Hamerachem, one who is actively merciful. Rachem Aleinu, have mercy on us, V'tein b'libeinu, and put into our heart, give us the ability, notice it's in the heart, Lahavin ulahaskil, to understand and to become wise. Lishmoa, to hear and to understand. Lilmod, to learn. Ulalamed, and to teach. Lishmor vilaasot, and to preserve and do. Ulakayem et kol divrei Talmud Torah, to fulfill all the words of your Torah learning, be ahava, with love. That's part of Shavuot. Shavuot is not just happy anniversary to us that we received the Torah on this time, but it is supposed to be an opportunity to be so immersed in Torah learning in a pleasant way that it increases our feelings of love for God and for Torah, which increases our desire to learn more, to teach more, to do more, to fulfill more. V'ha'er einenu b'toratecha. Give light into our eyes with your Torah. V'dabek libeinu b'mitzvotecha, and let our hearts cling to your mitzvot. V'yached levavenu li'ahava uli'irah et shemecha, and unify our hearts to love and to revere your name. This is a petition, a loving petition, which we make right before we are to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting the Shema. So it's an everyday thing. The Myra version has different words, but we say there, Kihem Chayenu Va'orech Yomenu, this is our lives, that Torah, Ahava Rabbah, and Ahavat Olam, a deep love and an eternal love. And that's part of what has to go along with whatever Torah learning, mitzvah fulfillment, or enjoyment of the holiday of Shavuot should be l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven, and should renew in us not only the commitment to learn Torah and to practice Torah, but to love Torah.
המרחם רחם עלינו ותן בליבנו בינה לאבינו להסכים אבינו אב הרחמה המרחם רחם עלינו ותן בליבנו בינה לאבינו להסכים לשמוע, ללמוד וללמד לשמוע ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה ויאר עינינו בתורתך ודבק ליבנו במצוותך אחד לבבנו לאהבה לאהבה ולאירה ולאירה את שמך
things that I want to say. One of them is the neglected side of Shavuot, or the neglected picture in one's mind of Shavuot. Let me put it simply. God says to Moshe at the burning bush, I heard the people's cries. I remembered my promises to the patriarchs. I will go down into that land to bring the people up to a good and expansive land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and so on. God's purpose in taking us out of Egypt was to bring us to live in Eretz Yisrael. Couple of verses later, God says to Moshe, "And this will be your proof, your sign, that it is I who am sending you. On the 50th day, you will come back here to serve me," which we understand as the Sinai experience. That's in Parshat Shemot, beginning of Parshat Vayera. God sends Moshe to the people and says to him to tell them that God will take us out of Egypt, three different terminologies used there, that he will take us unto him as a nation, and he will become our God, and he will bring us to the land which he promised to our ancestors, and he will give it to us. That's our package deal. Pesach commemorates the Exodus from Egypt. Shavuot commemorates and celebrates two things: the giving of the Torah and the coming to Eretz Yisrael. We might nickname Shavuot Zman Matan Toratenu, the time of the giving of the Torah, but the Torah nicknames Shavuot Yom HaBikurim, a day of the first fruits. First fruits to us means not only coming to Eretz Yisrael, but having a Beit HaMikdash and the joy that we need to express for all that God has given us. Shavuot has the name of Chag HaKatzir, an agricultural holiday of the reaping of the first wheat, the winter wheat, and that too is connected to coming to live in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not just about Torah, even though staying up all night is. Turns out that there are other practices, other customs, which point in both directions. I want to focus now on the milk dairy foods issue. There are many reasons that have attached themselves over the years to the Shavuot practice of having dairy dishes. And it's interesting to note that some of them explain dairy, while others explain only dairy and meat, but not together. For example, Shir HaShirim has a verse which refers to Torah as Devash V'Chalav Tachat L'Shonech, like honey and milk under your tongue. That's one of the origins of the custom to have milk, dairy dishes. Chalav, milk, has the numeric value of 40, a significant reminder, a significant number that reminds us that the Sinai experience didn't end on that one day when we heard God's voice and we received the Ten Commandments. It continued 40 days and 40 nights later, when Moshe was being taught by God all of Torah, and then he subsequently taught us all of Torah. A newcomer to Torah, the convert in our time and all times, and all of the people at the time of the Sinai experience, Mamad Har Sinai was like a mass conversion. The people had a status of B'nai Noach before, and now have a status of B'nai Yisrael. A newcomer to Torah eats a lot of yogurt and cottage cheese until he gets his act together to be able to prepare properly meat which the rules are new to him. And therefore, to commemorate that, we have dairy dishes on Shavuot. One more. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born, according to tradition, on the 7th of Adar, then 3 months later, he was floated in the Nile in a basket, waterproof basket, on the 7th or 6th of Sivan, the day that would become the future Shavuot 80 years later. There's an interesting tradition that we have that Moshe, which is based on the verses, Moshe refused to nurse from an Egyptian wet nurse. And that's why the daughter of Paro had to ask Miriam, who happened to be hanging out there, if she could help her. And Miriam said, I will bring a woman to nurse Moshe until he is weaned. The woman was no less than Yocheved, his mother. And that crucial period of toddlership, or whatever you want to call it, had mother and son together. And then Moshe was sent away to the palace of the Pharaoh, where he was raised, and then fled, etc. The mouth that was to teach us Torah did not want to suckle at a non-Jewish breast. And not that mother's milk is milchiks, but the tradition either came from that or this got attached to that, is to have dairy dishes on Shavuot. Now, if we were to stop there, we would then have to say that because it's a Yom Tov, we also need to have a meat meal, and just explain that dairy dishes comes from the specific details of related to Shavuot, and meat comes from the more generic identity of Shavuot as a Yom Tov. But it's really more than that, because Lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo, you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk, which from which we are taught by oral law includes the prohibition of cooking milk and meat together, eating mixtures that were cooked together, deriving benefit from mixtures that were cooked together, and all that it encompasses, and then the rabbinic laws that came afterwards, and the traditions and customs, which means that basar b'cholov, milk and meat, becomes a microcosm of all of Torah. In other words, in the setting, comfortable setting of the home, in the comfortable example of food, we have a lesson which, if properly taught and retaught, can be then expanded to include all of Torah. And I believe that in some way, the having of milk, dairy dishes, and meat dishes, and separating them, as we're supposed to, becomes part of the tradition of Shavuot. And the pasuk that hints towards that is the strange combination of two different mitzvot, a positive mitzvah and a prohibition. Reishit bikurei admatcha beit Hashem Elokecha, the first fruits of the ground you shall bring to the house of God, namely the Beit HaMikdash. Lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. A strange combination, a strange pair of mitzvot, one positive and one prohibition, in the same verse. And not once, but twice. Once in Mishpatim, and again in Kitisa. And Bikurim has the association with Shavuot, and therefore Lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo has an association for Shavuot. And there are other things. The two loaves of bread of Shavuot in the Beit HaMikdash are symbolized by having milk and meat, which require separate bread and challah, because, especially in the times that people eat with their hands, grease from a meat or chicken, whatever, can inadvertently appear on the loaf of bread. The half-eaten loaf, you can't take out at the next meal, which is dairy, because this has been, so to speak, meat contaminated. So that would imply that the tradition is to have both dairy and meat. So whichever way you look at it, that's the culinary part of Shavuot. Families have their own special traditions. And I believe it's not just a food thing, but it's symbolic of the inseparable combination of Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, and Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral Torah. I have a lot more, but I think I'm going to call it a day and then try to get out of Jerusalem. We, at the OU Israel Center, are sort of locked in by the unpleasant parade that is taking place today. We are right on the route of the parade. The police have barricaded Keren Hayesod, and we'll have to go out the back way and then walk till we find transportation to get out of the building. But I did want to do the show, and we'll finish off with a medley of Shavuot songs, which came from the YouTube video, which I highly recommend. Just put in Shavuot medley, and you will, and your children will enjoy the video that goes along with these songs. On that note, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, Chodesh Tov, L'Hishtameah.
כולם בעברית יחד נעשה ונשמע אמרו כאחד ובאו 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 כולם בעברית יחד נעשה ונשמע אמרו כאחד
אהבתי תורתך כל היום היא שיחתי אהבתי תורתך כל היום היא שיחתי
אהבתי תורתך כל היום היא שיחתי אהבתי תורתך כל היום היא שיחתי איי 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 מה אהבתי תורתך כל היום היא שיחתי 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 טוב לי תורתיך באלפי זהב וכסף טוב לי טוב לי תורתיך באלפי זהב וכסף
טוב לי טוב לי תורתיך באלפי זהב וכסף טוב לי טוב לי תורתיך באלפי זהב וכסף
טוב לי טוב לי תורתיך באלפי זהב וכסף באלפי זהב וכסף מאלפי זהב החסד מאלפי זהב החסד מאלפי זהב החסד טוב לי טוב לי תורתיך מאלפי זהב החסד מאלפי זהב החסד מאלפי זהב החסד מאלפי זהב החסד מאלפי זהב החסד
יד בין ישראל ועסקין ועסקין בשמחת התורה קדיית בין ישראל ועסקין ועסקין בשמחת התורה קודש הבריך עומר עומר לפמל ידילי קודש הבריך עומר עומר לפמל ידילי
חזו חזו בניי 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 חביביי חזו חזו בניי 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 חביביי
דמשתחים בצער הדילון ויסקים בחדבת הדילי דמשתחים בצער הדילון ויסקים בחדבת הדילי
חזו חזו בניי 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 חביביי
ועסקים בחדוות הדילי דמשתחים בצער הדילון ועסקים בחדוות הדילי